122nd Jayanti of Sri Ramana Maharishi, Sri Ramanashramam, India. You who wish to celebrate the birthday, seek first whence was your birth. One's true birthday is when he enters that which transcends birth and death, the eternal being. Sri Ramana Maharishi, Sri Ramanashramam. This was a memorable visit to Arunachala Ramana for me. I performed Giri Pradakshina on December 29, singing Bhagavan's compositions. Bhagavan's Jayanti celebrations were grand this year as ever. They were attended by a very large gathering of devotees. There were special programs of music in the evenings of December 30 and 31. The ashram wore a festive look with elaborate and artfully arranged flower decorations. The program began at 4 a.m. on December 31 with Veda Parayana. The Tamil Parayana took place in the morning and included Ramana Stuti Panchakam and concludes with Ramana Sadguru. The puja to Bhagavan was attended by a very large gathering. Bhagavan Samadhi Hall was full, and many stood for hours outside the hall to witness the puja, a memorable event indeed. I had a unique experience on Jayanti day early in the morning. I was doing pradakshina of Bhagavan's Samadhi. There were about 20 devotees doing pradakshina at that time. It was around 5 a.m. A dog entered the Samadhi hall from the door on the north side, the well side, near the Pradakshina square. It quickly proceeded towards the other side of the hall, where there is a door to the Matra Buddheshwara temple. I presumed that the dog would enter the temple and then go from there. But what happened took me totally by surprise. The dog took a right turn, entered the Pradakshina corridor, quickly completed a circuit, and left the hall from the same door from which it entered before many could notice it. I was only a few feet away from this special devotee of Bhagavan when I saw this happen. I did not know whether this special devotee was an ashram inmate doing his daily pradakshina or a siddha who came in this form to Bhagavan on the Jayanti day. No doubt, Bhagavan's grace is not limited to mere humans but available to all. Surya Narayan, IIT, Mumbai. Arunachal Ashrama, New York. For devotees, Sri Ramana Maharishi's birthday is an occasion for great rejoicing, to imbibe Bhagavan's teachings and seek his grace in the company of fellow devotees. Arunachala Ashrama, New York, celebrated the Jayanti on January 6, 2002. The proceedings commenced with all devotees joining in to the mellifluous tones of Bhagavan's Akshatamalamali with the refrain, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, that never fails to lead one to the silence of Arunachala. The video Guru Ramana, His Living Presence, featuring interviews with a dozen devotees who moved intimately with Bhagavan and interwoven with archival photos, videos and soul-stirring music was recently completed and will soon be available for the benefit of all of Bhagavan's devotees. Dennis Hattel briefly talked about the video and screened a portion in which Sri Ramanananda Saraswati, former president of Sri Ramanashramam, outlined his remarkable life and introduced the video. Bhajans followed, starting with the children who sang a composition of Ramaswamy Iyer, author of Saranagati song. Sri Martin Wolf presented a most meditative rendering of the Bhaja Govindam of Sri Shankaracharya, exhorting one to struggle and overcome desire and fear by realizing the self in one's own heart. Many others also rendered bhajans with deep devotion. The program ended with Upadesa Saram, Arunachala Pancharatnam, and Arati, accompanied by Vedic chanting. Everyone then had Bhagavan's prasad in the end, prepared as usual under the able stewardship of Savitri Mohan. The atmosphere was that of an extended family reuniting for the birthday of the father. 122 years ago, a blind midwife saw a flash of light just as Bhagavan was born into this world. May that light of Bhagavan's grace completely efface our ego, just as the light of the Arati destroys the camphor, leaving no residue. V. Swaminathan, San Francisco, CA, Arunachala Ashrama, Nova Scotia, Canada. The 122nd Jayanti of Sri Ramana Maharishi was observed on December 30, 2001 at Arunachala Ashrama in Bridgetown, NS. Devotees from Halifax arrived in the morning to the warm greetings of Darlini Karamanus and Joe Beninati, who had prepared the temple for the celebration. For us, who had driven to the ashram in the middle of our Canadian winter, it seemed as if we were driving to Kailas itself, with the mountains that define the Annapolis Valley being reminiscent of the Himalayas. The falling snow and overcast sky, which was present during our journey, dissipated as soon as we reached the ashram, replaced by a clear sunny sky, as if nature itself was welcoming us on this auspicious occasion. Sri Bhagavan's statue was garlanded beautifully by Darlini, and in that serene presence, the recitation of the Sri Chakra Puja was done. The presence of Sri D. Srinivasan and Srimati Lalita, along with their daughters, Dr. Bharati and Dr. Vidya, was very much appreciated as they recited the Sri Lalita Sahasranamavali, joined also by Srimati Vidya Sharma. Dr. S. Swaminathan, who had also travelled from Halifax, offered the Naivedyam. Dr. Swaminathan had the great privilege of having Sri Bhagavan's darshan at Arunachala as a young boy, and his company was inspiring for us all. After the completion of the puja, prasad was served, and we felt grateful Sri Bhagavan for allowing us to gather at his feet and remember him in our heart of hearts. Dr. Anil Sharma, Nova Scotia. Newman, Georgia. On this occasion, in different parts of North America, groups of devotees had celebrations in their homes. Srimati Mangalam Kalyanam sent us the following from her home in Newman, Georgia. We celebrated Sri Bhagavan's 122nd Jayanti at our Newman residence on 29th December. The function started at 11 a.m. with the chanting of Aksharamana Malai, followed by the recitation of Upadesa Saram. Then we all sang the Kumi song written by Sri Sadhu Om, depicting the life history of Sri Bhagavan. The joyous strains of the song set a wonderful tone for the entire satsang. This was followed by puja with the chanting of Sri Ramana Astotram and Arati. Later, prasad, lunch was served to all. Sri Uday Shankar played the Chitravina in accompaniment to all the recitations, and later his wife Radhika rendered a beautiful song while Sri Uday Shankar accompanied her on the Veena.